Talk, talk to me.
Welcome back to the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
We are finishing up our conversation about what's involved in using video to boost your e-commerce business with Joe Chappas, founder and president of Web Video Zone. Joe, what are some of the biggest mistakes you've seen people make with web video?
Well, you know, there are so many, I don't know where to start. I think the first is requiring that the user download a special player. You know, there's so many different technologies available and different players and so forth. Again, I'm always saying make it as easy as possible for as many people as possible to see your video. And if you require someone to have to download a player, you could just forget about it. So that's the first thing. Making it too long, you know, like I said, the average video is 2.5 minutes. Unless you have some very compelling, interesting content, very unique content that can't be found elsewhere, very few people are going to stick around much longer. So keep it short if possible. And something that's important to remember, the bigger the file, as far as time-wise, also increases the megabyte size of the file.
Right.
And a larger file takes longer to download, and that affects the playback presentation. So there are a lot of reasons why you need to keep them short, and so that's something you have to keep in mind. Something, a lot of people are very long-winded in their intros. You know, will they have the flashy text credits and things like on a news program or like before a movie or something like that? You got to get to the point, you know, with the video.
Right.
Get to the point quickly and get them engaged, get the viewer hooked. Otherwise, you're going to lose them. You know, you can have the best video in the world, but if you can't get them to watch it and you can't get them to stick around past the first 5 or 10 seconds, it's all irrelevant. So many people, you know, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. A lot of people use a lot of crazy transitions. And by that I mean after one scene is over, you know, you either fade to black or you just fade to the next scene. A lot of times they do these crazy spinning things and all kinds of jazzy stuff all over the place.
That drives me nuts.
It drives me nuts, too, and it's very distracting, and it's one of the, you know, it's the first sign of an amateur, that bad lighting. Go easy on the funky transitions if you can. Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should do it.
Right.
And something very important is failing to include your own domain name, your URL, in your video, because there's a good chance it's going to get passed around. And a lot of times your video will not be associated with a link next to it. So if you want people to know who made the video and where to go for more information, make sure you remember to include your domain name in it.
Right.
That's really important.
Right. Yeah, we found the same thing, you know, when we do our videos, we just do. I mean, there's a quick, you know, spinning of a logo, worldwidebrands.com, boom, and then all of a sudden we're talking, you know. And we may pop up a lower third that says who it is that's talking, but that's, you know, that's right. You like you said, get people engaged quickly.
Yeah, right.
And then it's more interesting. And, you know, for some of the educational stuff we've done, Joe, we actually have videos out there that are over an hour long, and we've been able to track them and find that people watch the whole thing. But these are, you know, this is a training session that was presented to eBay University in front of, and you can actually see the crowd, you know, sitting there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can hear the presenter, so that's different. You know, we're talking about things that, you know, when you're trying to make sales and increase conversions and so forth, get to the point, get it out there, right?
Right,
make
right.
it short and sweet and don't try too hard for the comedy, I guess.
Already dry. I'm curious, what format are you using?
Pardon me?
What format do you use for your longer videos?
We use Flash Video.
Yeah, you do, yeah. That's
FLVs.
Working out pretty well?
Yeah, it is. What we do generally is we break them up, Joe.
That's what I recommend too.
Right, we'll take a long video, we'll break it up into 4 or 5 segments.
That's exactly that was what I was going to suggest. Exactly.
And we set the player to automatically start the next segment after the last one's done.
Yeah, good idea.
You know? Yeah. Now, you mentioned that it's expensive, you know, in terms of bandwidth and so forth. And, you know, streaming your own videos can get costly, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you know, that's something that term is used very loosely, the term streaming. But it's actually a specific type of technology that most people don't need to utilize.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for streaming videos, you have to have a special streaming server software. And there's it's fairly complex. So if the average business owner wants you to have video on their site, they probably wouldn't want to go with streaming. It's going to cost you $500 to $1,000 a month at least to start, and it's just really unnecessary. What you want to have is what's known as pseudo-streaming or progressive download, and that's basically how FLV is usually used. And it's just the file's getting downloaded. It's requested from the server, and it gets downloaded to the player on the user's computer, and it's much easier that way. And that's what YouTube does and Google Video does. So if you hear, you know, if anyone's out there going to do some researching on streaming video, be careful, because if you look for streaming video, you're going to pay a lot more. Just, you know, you look for progressive download or pseudo-streaming, something like that. So, you know, that can be very expensive, very complicated, and you just don't really need to do it.
You know what I think those guys need to do is set a reload button on these players, because so you know sometimes you're watching a video and it'll, you know, you can see it downloading in the background, you can see it playing in the foreground on the progress bar, you know,
right? Mm-hmm.
And it'll hang up in the background, it'll stop downloading, and then the progress bar will get to that point and the video will stop.
Yeah.
I'd love to see these guys put a reload button on this thing, just restart or re-download or whatever, you know.
Are you talking about Google and YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just a little frustration of mine, but.
Well, I guess that's part of the problem with the growing pains. You know, they have, it's just so hugely popular, and it's so server intensive, and which is another concern. If you're going to serve your own videos, you have to have a good server set up for it.
Absolutely.
You know, we have servers optimized to serve video, and most servers can handle the job. You know, some do better than others.
Well, that is our show for today. Joe Chappas, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure, Chris. Thank you.
Remember that you can find all kinds of great information and services from Joe's company at webvideozone.com. We suggest you check them out. Get some free information from Joe at info@webvideozone.com. Thanks for listening to the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Show. Check us out next week and check out eBizShow.com. I'm Chris Malta.
You've been listening to the Entrepreneur Magazine's eBiz Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Timely communications with clients and prospective clients is the lifeblood of any business. If you want your small business to project a Fortune 500 image, then check out the toll-free voicemail and virtual phone services at intouchsys.com. Now even home offices have affordable access to world-class features such as personalized greetings, multiple voicemail extensions, call forwarding, and music on hold. Calls are answered professionally 24/7. Automate many of the tasks that you normally handle by phone and fax, freeing up your time to build your business. There are no long-term contracts, no equipment to install, no busy signals, and no headaches. Starting at only $9.95 a month, it's like having your own personal assistant for pennies a day. Through strategic partnerships, we also provide you with tools to help keep your clients longer and have them happily refer others to you. Get a Fortune 500 image today with services from intouchsys.com. That's intouchsys.com.